You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was one of Kansas City's rising jazz stars there, or a prodigy, if you will. Pianist, composer, music director, and bandleader, Eddie Moore, joined by The Outer Circle with the 2013 song, The Freedom of Expression. And that is exactly what Eddie has been mired in since he was very young. Born in Los Angeles, California, Eddie started on the piano at 4 and mastered the violin and percussion by the time he was in his teens. His talent has led him to win many competitions at the state and local level while he was still in public school. And his influences are not just jazz-based. He has been swayed by Miles Davis, A Tribe Called Quest, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Frank Zappa, and the study of Western classical music. He went to Texas Southern University in Houston and really learned how to play jazz there. In a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he noted that there was one album in particular in the jazz realm that opened up his mind quite a bit to the wonders of both jazz and the enormity of music.
Yeah, I remember being at Texas Southern, and the first jazz album that I personally purchased was Robert Glasper's Mood, which is his first album before Blue Note. I still love that album to this day. It's a great album. His playing on that is very unique, and it just touched me. Like, his playing and a couple of the other guys playing was like, oh, wow. So you could do this with this music. You don't just have to do what I had been hearing.
He came to KC to pursue a master's degree in jazz studies at UMKC. And during his career already, he shared the stage with Roy Hargrove, Joe Chambers, and Kansas City legends Bobby Watson, Logan Richardson, and the great Lonnie McFadden. Eddie's talent has lured him to play with many musicians and singers all over the KC area and in many venues. So get out there and catch him with his renaissance of jazz in this town of ours. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the jazz town in the middle of this ripe American map of ours, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you another hour of all that jazz.
Would that be roughly E5?
That would be about E5 and a half if we're going to do improv.
Depending on the map.
That's right. Yeah. It could be tilted askew a little bit. So here's a cat that had a huge influence on the world of music and Eddie, and I'm sure Mr. Christopher and myself. This is Frank Zappa, live in 1991 with the jazz-rich theme from Lumpy Gravy.
Going home to our mothers.
That's right.
May you never hear Fleur bedecking again.
Anymore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Brooklyn-based jazz keyboardist and composer Art Hirahara with his trio in tow on the 2011 song All or Nothing at All off his Noble Path CD.
That's the Harry James Frank Sinatra cover.
And he does a nice little cover out of himself.
Yeah.
He is originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, but he moved to New York in 2003 to be in the middle of the best jazz scene in the world. There he has honed his craft in environments ranging from straight-ahead standards to time-cycle-based progressive jazz to free improvisation as well. He has since etched his own unique jazz blend and played with the best out there, like Dave Douglas and Vincent Herring. And he performs all over the world. Art is a good one. We're going to keep KC close here on this hour of jazz together. Our next act is Kansas City's 627 Foundation Big Band, led by tenor saxophonist Steve Lambert, putting their spin on the old Ray Henderson standard, Bye Bye Blackbird. And these guys are good. Go out and catch them.
Thank you. Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Oh, what a feeling. There's something hurts my brain. Feel just like screaming. I'm like a demon. I swear I'll go insane. If you knew what I've gone through, you would feel the same way too. I'm going crazy with the blues. Since I have heard heartbreaking news, my honey man's done thrown me down. Now he's spreading all his sugar every place in town. And now he's holding out on me. He will not see me privately. When I think of things I did to make him glad, gave him absolutely everything I had. If it's not enough to drive a woman mad, I'm going crazy with the blues. Oh me, crazy with the blues. Since I heard heartbreaking news, my honey man done throw me down. Now he's spreading all his sugar, all his sugar, all his sugar, yeah. And now he's holding out on me. He will not see me privately. When I think of things I did to make him mad, gave him absolutely everything that I had. It's not enough to drive a woman mad. I'm going crazy with the blues. I'm being crazy with the blues.
That was the talented New York-based Hot Sardines with their 2014 tune, Going Crazy with the Blues.
Love the name of the band.
Oh, these guys.
It's like Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yes, and that, and they've been compared to these guys.
Have they?
Yeah, they're bringing a real revival of the old school days, and their whole niche is that live show, which is what jazz is all about.
Yeah.
So, but this was off their latest self-titled release from 2014, and the best way to sum up this band is this way. Take a blustery brass lineup, layer it over a rhythm section led by a stride piano virtuoso, and that Fats Waller vein, tie the whole thing together with a One of the Boys front woman with a voice from another era, and there you have the Hot Sardines. Led by Miss Elizabeth, they are now on tour across America and have been selling out everywhere they have visited, including Kansas City. In a recent interview when they were in town, Miss Elizabeth told me this whenever I was trying to get an idea of what motivates the band to that throwback appeal. I asked her what act the band would like to catch if there was a real-life time machine like a DeLorean where they could set the time and go there. This is what she had to say.
Oh, man. You know what's so funny is that we've actually had versions of this conversation before. And go to their doorstep and have a conversation, but it's as soon as they invent the time travel machine. Which gig are you going to catch? Any early Ray Charles gig, I would like to be there for that. When Louis Armstrong went to Denmark, I'd love to be there for that show. An early Frank Sinatra gig, when like he couldn't even find a shirt collar that fit and he's just a scrawny-necked kid and all the girls are screaming, I'd love to catch one of those. Yeah. I'd love to go to and hear that seminal, you know, Judy Garland show at Carnegie Hall.
Here's another KC jazz talent on the piano, and it's great to have him on the show. Paul Shen with his trio next on the show, and here's his tune, Handful of Keys.
Thank you. Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a legendary jazz trumpeter known for his innovations in both swing and bebop, the great Clark Terry, with the 1957 song Candy off the album Daylight Express. The St. Louis native left us on February 21st, 2015, at the age of 94, after a ride that saw him educate from both the stage and the classroom with talent, class, humor, and wit. This NEA Jazz Masters inductee collaborated well with the finest in jazz, like Charlie Barnett, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Quincy Jones. Man, you could stop right there, but he didn't. He was at that jazz thing for over 70 years and was one of the most recorded jazz musicians of all time. And it's an understatement to say that the world of jazz is going to miss him. Let's move on into another legend and one of the best ever on the jazz trombone. Here's Kai Winding with the song 20 More off the theme of...
Oh, Mondo Cane.
All right.
Or Mondo Carne.
That's right.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Kansas City's very own jazz bassist Dominique Sanders with the tune Inner Dimensions off his 2015 album A True Story Based On. Originally from Liberty, Missouri, he is one of the most versatile musicians around today and a cat that can do gigs in classical, hip-hop, jazz, and the country realms all in the same weekend. He started out on the bass at the age of 15 and has gone on to bring his unique persona to his instruments, and he has been highly sought after in a very music-rich Kansas City community, and for good reason. From the national charts and one very talented singer-songwriter dabbling in the jazz arts and always hitting high on the charts, this is Jamie Cullum with a standard tune, Make Someone Happy, off his latest 2014 LP called Interlude.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it's near you. One girl, you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff of life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too. Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff of life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Guitarist Jack Bookins for Neon Jazz and Joe Domino. Enjoy.
Thank you.
was the sweetest virtuoso guitar.
Turn on my mic, will you?
Oh, yeah. It should be on.
It is. Go ahead.
Like that. That was sweetest virtuoso. I was like, there's the red light, Ringo.
Yeah, really. Let's wrap this thing up.
That was sweetest virtuoso guitarist Andreas Oberg with his tasty jazz blend on the song My Kind of Bebop off the 2005 album Young Jazz Guitarist. And doing the honors below us, taking us away from this hour of jazz, is an appropriate song from 1995, Christian McBride, In a Hurry. And with that, always remember, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always prolific in the right ways, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo.
Like what you heard, let us know. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. So tonight we introduced the Jazz DeLorean, the time machine.
I went back to the future. Great Scott, the flux capacitor.
I see the bell tower.
Neon Jazz.